It's nice that you are supporting young artists like the Kazakh Denis Adushkin. Did you have this experience too? I mean, did you have support when you started as an artist in New York?
No. People were not particularly generous with me when I was young, and so I think that I'd like to give a young artist a different experience than I had. I mean, I worked with Malcolm Morley for a little while, for a couple of weeks, but in general, people were not particularly supportive of young artists in 1974 in New York City. But I love art, and I'm interested in other people's work. And so if I see something that is closer to my sensibility, or even if it doesn't look anything like my work, but if I like it and I could do something about it, I'm attracted to it.
But you succeeded anyway, Julian Schnabel. You are a well-known artist of the present. Why didn't Van Gogh had success at his lifetime?
It's a different time in the world. You've seen the film. Obviously, his skill set didn't include being good with people. And also, I think the work that he made looked radically different than other things that were being made at the time. And it wasn't a situation where people were looking for that. But the fact is that while he was alive, that article that Aurier wrote about him was read by Toulouse-Lautrec and other contemporaries of his, so people were aware of him. And the fact is that his brother supported him, so he didn't need to sell paintings. And, you know, in my situation, I mean, it seems ridiculous to compare, but I mean, I worked as a cook, as a taxi cab driver, did all sorts of things because nobody was supporting me.
He was not good with people, you say, but this seems difficult for many artists to get these two parts together, the artistic and the business part. You, Julian Schnabel, seem to be good in both. Is it because of your family background? Your father was a businessman?
I think that if artists believe in whatever they're doing, they're compelled to make that thing, and I think a lot of them see it as a responsibility to the art to get it out in the world. But I don't know that people really understand the audience or what's really happening out there. I know that I had no idea as a young artist what demons there were out there or who was pulling what strings or whatever. So I think that when you're young, there's a line in the movie when Van Gogh says, "I used to think an artist was supposed to teach people how to look at the world, but I don't think that anymore. Now I just think about my relationship with eternity." And what he's saying is, it's the practice that I'm engaged with, not the agreement from other people. And I think that's really the key. You don't get Academy Awards for making paintings. There's no awards that you get. The award, and really the award of making a really good film, is the film itself, not how many tickets are sold. There's some movies that sell lots of tickets, and like McDonald's sells lots of hamburgers. And then there's other, maybe a smaller restaurant, but the food's really good.
I like the concept of your movie, that it's not a biopic in the usual sense, but that your movie is a journey into Van Gogh's mind and his way of seeing and of feeling what he sees. How did you get there? More through the paintings or through what you read and knew about him?
My relationship to Van Gogh comes from his work. And then applying, obviously, my own life to and my experience with painting to bring the audience closer to what that is, because I feel that the people that have made work about or movies about Van Gogh didn't really know their topic, or they had a different perspective than, say, I do. So I thought that maybe I would just could show another way to do that, which is really not really about Van Gogh. It's about being Van Gogh, so you feel like it's happening to you, and shot the movie in the first person. So a lot of the actors are talking to the camera. I mean, that creates its own dynamic. I think you can't separate the form from the content. And so there's a structure that's set up, but we don't rehearse. And there's something very spontaneous that can happen with the locations and with the actors themselves. And I think a lot of it is built on trust. big word. I trust Willem Dafoe, he trusts me.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe is terrific. It's the perfect cast, really. Seeing him as Van Gogh, I thought, why did no one else before had this idea?
I have no idea.
But as you said, you don't storyboard much. You don't prepare much before you shoot. So it's a very intuitive way of shooting. It's like painting a little bit.
In that sense, yes, very much so. Where I see something and then I try it. Yeah, I feel like putting a yellow lens on the camera right now and a split diopter. Let's see how that looks. And then, yeah, I think that that's what I want. But I don't know what it is until I do it. So it's not preordained. I mean, you can set things up, but at a certain moment, all of a sudden, for example, when Van Gogh runs out of the asylum, you see the trees going back and forth, and all of a sudden, he runs into his own point of view. What's the logic of that? But what you have is a sensation of a desire for freedom and impatience, and you feel that. It's very physical. The screen is kind of like a sculpture, and you're sitting in there, and this thing happens to you. It's not, you're not being told about it. You're in for the ride, and I don't know exactly. You have to, the viewers need to figure out what happened to them themselves.
But the light is a very important element in the paintings of Van Gogh and in your movie too. But it's not always there when you need it. So how did you manage to always get the right light? Didn't you have to wait and to wait sometimes?
No. The light is extraordinary in Arles and in that area. And the wind is a protagonist in the movie too. But we had 7 hours shooting schedule because we lost some of the funding. And they asked, can you make the movie? And the 7 hours is kind of short. I said, yeah, I can do that. But at the end of the shooting period with the whole crew, we invented scenes that had to do with the light, that had to do with locations. We were recording trees and landscapes and places where we thought we could shoot. So at the end of each day, we would go off and get something else that ended up contributing to what the final movie was.
Van Gogh says in the movie, destruction and failure are part of a successful painting. Do you, the artist Julian Schnabel, agree? Do you share this experience?
Yeah, there's a lot of destruction at the gate of a successful picture. Anyway, it depends. I mean, it's editing, you know. I mean, you try to do things, they don't work, but it's nice when you... But he also says that things have to be made in one clear gesture. And I think that there's a kind of speed to that that is useful. And it's about seeing, ultimately. I think we have to stop now.
Okay, I have one last question. Does your president show any interest in your work or in the work of your artist friends? Is he sometimes seen in exhibitions or something like that?
I have nothing to say about him.
Nothing?
I don't want to talk about him.